Welcome back to Open Forum on the Women's Radio Network. I'm your host, Lisa Singer, and my next guest is Cassandra White. She's the owner of CW Weddings and Event Planning, and that's in Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Cassandra.
Hi, good morning, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thank you. Excited good. To be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're very glad to have you, and we're getting into wedding season, I think, a lot of people. Although I think now is it sort of fall and spring, a lot of people are looking towards it. What is the predominant, when do most women want to get, or couples want to get married?
Well, this definitely is booking season, Lisa, and, you know, it just really varies. But we have a lot of summer, fall weddings in the making right now. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think, because I always thought of, like, more the fall, just because I feel like it's a little bit more predictable in terms of the weather, you know, like September, as opposed to, at least in the East Coast, you know, if we're talking,
but
West Coast, obviously, can do it into January pretty much. But I think it's just, it's cooler. It's not, you know, you never know in the spring and what is going to happen. So I'm sure this is coming into a busy time for you regardless, because everyone does plan their, all brides want their spring wedding.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I think it's great though. So you started doing this, basically you are a nurse, but you planned your own wedding, and that's what started you on the track of event planning for weddings?
Yes, Lisa. Yes, I planned my own wedding back in 2003. I also was a venue assistant for this venue that we had running in Newark, Ohio, with a friend of mine. And, you know, we actually did all types of events. We even, Little Hollywood, we showcased the opening act for him back around that time. And, you know, I just really liked it. But weddings have always been my focus and my passion. And 2006, I went ahead. I got the training needed. I became a professional bridal consultant, and I opened my doors in 2006. We went LLC in 2010, and every year we've, you know, added new supportive services in the wedding planning industry to help brides and other people with other types of events. And we're getting ready to expand. Actually, open a satellite location in the
wow.
Delmarva area. So
yeah, so I mean, so obviously it seems like you took the right steps though, you know, as far as instead of just jumping right in, that you know you did the necessary things you needed to do and took your time, so then you would be more prepared when you did finally go off, I guess, full blown in 2010. So did you feel like that you were more prepared for it, ready to do it?
Absolutely. And you know, and it's really important, you know, because this is the most important day of, you know, the bride and groom's life. And, you know, you want to make sure it's everything that, you know, they dreamed it to be. So, yeah, we, you know, continue to stay abreast with all the current trends and everything. I have to do continuing education, just like I would as a nurse in the wedding industry as well. So keeping
yeah,
my
and that's what I wanted to ask you. What is now? Because even, you know, when you're talking just in a matter of 5 years, things change constantly when it comes to fashion or trends. And what is the trend now? What are you looking at? You said you have a lot going on, especially this spring and summer, or summer into fall. What do you see people are looking for? And usually it's the brides that are looking for, but sometimes I guess they give the groom a say.
Right. You know, and yeah, you're absolutely right, Lisa. Things change. Everyone's different. I have a lot of brides that, you know, right now it's like do-it-yourself type brides that I get. And, you know, I'm basically just kind of like a guide, you know, to be there every step of the way. You know, as far as decor, you know, Pinterest came into play. It's actually a wonderful thing, but, you know, everyone's different.
Now everyone's finding out a lot more things that are out there. I think, you know, because of Pinterest, you're seeing pictures of,
exactly.
Oh, went to this wedding, or, oh, did this, and maybe getting a little bit too much information.
Yeah, but that's okay. It's actually a creative tool for us. It gives me a actual visual of what, you know, the bride is looking for. Sometimes, you know, you'll get one that just really, she's not sure what she wants, and it's, you know, it's a lot of tugging. But yeah, Pinterest is a great thing. It's been very helpful on both sides.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no, you talk about the brides being more involved. Are we seeing bridezillas? Or is it just more?
I actually have been lucky, I think. I've not really had any bridezillas. I mean, it can be very stressful, and, you know, that's where we come into play to take that stress away. And knowing that they have a professional in their corner to, you know, smooth everything out. But I want to say I've been lucky. I don't like the show Bridezillas. It doesn't help at all for any of us professionals. But no, I've had some wonderful clients to work with, and actually we continue to stay in their lives and help with other life celebrations.
It's not just weddings that you do. I mean, obviously that's predominantly what you do, but you do other special events and things as well.
Yes, absolutely.
So people can come to you at their anniversary then, after that you've married them off, then they can come and celebrate anniversaries and birthdays. And that's, I think that's great that you can stay in their lives that way.
Absolutely, yes. We've done renewal vows. A lot of our, in the years building, we've done a lot of, you know, the sister gets married, and, you know, we've grown by word of mouth, and it's just been great. We've
really been able to move forward. But now, you're talking about, you have all these weddings, you know, coming up. When do people need to contact you for a wedding? Can it be, you know, could someone come to you and say, hey, I'm getting married in a month or 2 months? Or do you really need that, you know, year ahead, as we usually hear about?
You know, I personally will come in at any phase up to a month out, because, this is very time constraining, and you know, with the growing trend of people getting married again and weddings, we need to make sure we're able to get the venue locked and vendors are available. So it becomes tricky anything less than a month out from the date that they want to do. But
if they were open to things, if they were more flexible for where their location was going to be, and really maybe it's not going to be that much an extravaganza, then maybe you can do it a little bit more quickly, like in a month.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes. So yeah, they are, anyone's free to contact us at any time, but yeah, that's just kind of rule of thumb.
It's good to at least give a few months so you can really get the place and the things that you want.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that's great. And so, Cassandra, I think, as I said, it's a perfect time. Everyone's getting ready for all the weddings that they were going to be going to or maybe participating in for the spring and the summer. So it's nice to set us off in that mode. So thank you. I appreciate you talking with me this morning.
All right. Yes. And Lisa, we have some open houses coming up. And, anyone that might be interested, our website's www.cwweddingsandevents.com. Visit that periodically and follow links. I post upcoming events and different open houses, and they can come and meet myself and other wedding professionals to assist in any kind of planning needs.
That sounds great. And again, I want to remind everyone, it's Cassandra White, and she's the owner of CW Weddings and Event Planning. And as she mentioned, they're in Columbus, Ohio, but as she mentioned, you can go to their website and find out all about what they do. And if you want to attend an open house, you can find out about that as well. And that's at www.cwweddingsandevents.com. And that's cwweddingsandevents.com. And you've been listening to Open Forum on the Women's Radio Network. And I'm going to take a quick break, but when I return, my next guest is Helen Smith. She's the president of Power Up Plus Technologies, and that's in Sandoval, Illinois. And that's all on WRNW1.com. So stay with us.